Hello, welcome to Chapter 10. Chapter 10 is our first chapter on pricing, the second chapter on Test 3. Obviously, all the information except for a few terms in Section 3. Please note there are three questions from this chapter on the test. The first two, the internal factors we have to consider relative to pricing, and the external factors we have to consider, are underlined. That means you will not be asked simply to name these four or name these three, but you will be asked, in all likelihood, to identify them from a longer list. So you should know what are the internal factors, my marketing objectives, my marketing mix strategy, my costs, my other organizational considerations, and what are the external factors, the market, the competition, the economy, that determine what kind of pricing decisions I will be able to make. The other question, the three basic approaches to pricing, you will be asked to name. Notice that from the notes, so these are the correct answers. The three approaches are cost-based, value-based, and competition-based. So the question should not be a problem. Two, to identify from longer lists, and one, to be able to name the three. Looking at the term list, you'll notice that only one, dynamic pricing, stands out from the others as not really being in the text. So let's take just a minute to understand what dynamic pricing might be. Excuse me. Sometimes it's hard to record these. Dynamic pricing is charging different prices to different customers or the same customer in different situations. So it's when the price changes. This is what automobile dealers, mobile home salesmen, these kind of businesses do. Different prices to different customers or under different circumstances. The rest of the terms I don't think you'll find very difficult at all. What's the price? That's the amount of money we're going to charge for something or other. What's the pricing approach based on setting a particular selling price and changing the way I do things to make my costs come up with acceptable for that price? That, of course, is target costing. I'm coming up with the price, and I have a target of cost in mind that I need. What are costs that do not change as volume changes? We'd call those fixed costs. What are costs that do change as volume changes? We'd call those variable costs. What's a graph that shows the quantity of a product purchased at various prices? What would that graph be? Excuse me. That would be the only graph on this page, which, of course, would be the demand curve. Shows how much people will buy or want to buy at various prices. What measures the responses of quantity to price changes? In other words, how much does quantity change with price? What measures that? Well, it's what that last thing graphed, but it would be price elasticity. That's how much the quantity changes as price changes. What's any pricing approach that we use to add a markup to cost? If we add a markup to cost, we call that cost plus pricing. And that's what most stores do. What's a pricing approach that sets prices to yield a certain profit? Of course, that's target profit. And a pricing approach that sets prices based on the buyer's expectations or perceptions, in other words, based on the buyer, value-based pricing. How much is it worth to the buyers if I price it that way? Okay, it should be an easy chapter. I hope you'll find that one a little shorter, and then we can do that more and more in the future as we move along through chapters. Thank you, and good luck.